Welcome to the Coffee Cast with Stephen Hayward of Project X. Hopefully over a good cup of coffee, we're going to have a great conversation. So please join us to welcome this week's guest on the Coffee Cast.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Coffee Cast with Steve Hayward of Project X. This week I'd like to welcome Ellen Rubin, the Vice President of Marketing for Netezza. Welcome, Ellen. And we're going to talk today a little bit about Netezza, some of the direction and strategy they have, get a little bit of who Netezza is from them, and talk a little bit about their conference that's next week. So let's get started. Welcome, Ellen Rubin from Netezza. Ellen, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to join you this morning, and thanks for inviting me.
Well, no problem. We were going to actually, I was having a conference call with Jim Baum, but that got changed, and Ellen stepped in, and I appreciate that, and I was going to make fun of the fact that there's a Jim Baum that was an author, and we both had a good laugh about that. But Ellen, maybe you could start by introducing yourself and kind of letting the folks know who you are, and then maybe give us a little intro to who Netezza is.
Absolutely, I would love to. So I am a Vice President of Marketing at Netezza, and I've been with the company since we were in our alpha stage, so pre-launch and pre-customers and all of that, and I'm involved with the product direction and strategy, as well as all of the marketing communications and partner relationships for certification. So have a kind of a good cross view of what's going on within the company. And Netezza as a company is actually more than 6 years old. We've had product in the market for more than 3 years now. And we are the pioneers of a category that has been getting a lot of attention in press and blogging and people speaking about, which is the data warehouse appliance category, which is a sort of a new and emerging and, we think, very disruptive area within the data warehousing industry. And what's innovative and disruptive about data warehouse appliances is that the challenges of very large-scale analytics and business intelligence on terabytes and terabytes, tens, even hundreds of terabytes of very detailed data have really kind of caused a disconnect between what the business users want to do with their analytics and with their data and what the underlying data warehousing infrastructures are able to support and to scale with. And the concept behind a data warehouse appliance is that if you bring together the database and server and storage in a design that is kind of a start from scratch, let's look at this problem with a fresh set of eyes, and you integrate them at a very deep architectural level and optimize the hardware and the software specifically for analytics on large amounts of data, you're going to come up with something completely new. And what Netezza has done is we've brought together all these pieces and architected them for extreme performance and also extreme simplicity and ease of use. So what we have experienced, what our customers have experienced, is the fact that we are 10 to 100 times faster than the existing data warehousing systems in the market at half the cost. And that has huge implications, of course, for the way people run their data warehousing environments, for the kinds of analytics that they try to do, and ultimately for their bottom line.
That's great. Well, thank you. And you had a couple of things that I would love to just kind of talk a little more. One of the things I really enjoy talking about is that disconnect between the business and IT around demand and data and their ability to work together on that. So clearly this is the sort of tool that allows for some freedom around that. Explain kind of how that might be achieved with the Netezza appliance.
Sure. It's a very interesting thing that we see all the time with our customers. You know, our customers are very large companies. They're brand name companies like Amazon. We have companies all over the world now, actually. So companies like Debenhams in the UK. We have companies in the financial services area, telco, retail, e-business. So a lot of really large brand name companies. And what's very consistent across those companies, and even actually in smaller companies that still have very complex analytic needs, is that what the business users want is very timely, fresh data. They want to do analyses that require them to iterate and sort of look at things in a, you know, what if type of ad hoc way. A lot of times they are trying to figure out answers to business questions and they don't know in advance what the nature of their query needs to be, and so they're in an exploratory mode. So these are all challenges that you know have sort of long plagued the industry. And from the IT side, you know, there's this whole desire to simplify and drive cost out of their environment and, you know, make, you know, sort of more efficient use of their resources and of their people. And there's just a lot of frustration between the two sides because the IT guys really, really want to deliver what the business needs. And they understand the fact that there is, you know, like a backlog of projects and applications that they'd like to get going. There are users who want to be allowed onto the system. There's more data that they want to incorporate. But it's just not possible with the existing technologies to keep up with all of that. And, of course, the business users are frustrated, and they feel like, you know, their SLAs aren't being met, and they're not able to take on, you know, sort of the questions that are really important to them in their competitive environment. So what happens with Netezza is that without changing your existing business intelligence applications, your ETL tools, your data models, you know, sort of the ecosystem of the tools and processes that you put in place, you can plug a Netezza appliance right into that and immediately have this incredible out-of-the-box performance advantage. And you're able to maintain the system, sort of get it up and running within usually a day or two, and then our customers are very frequently deployed in 90 days or so. So they're up and running very fast, and then they're able to have sort of the simplicity and the low cost of administration, typically with less than one person administering the system. So what it does is it helps close the gap between these two sides in terms of saying, hey, all the things that we always needed to do, we can get done now. You know, our retailers say our Monday mornings are not nightmares anymore. You know, we're able to get through all of the reporting that we owe to our executive team or that needs to get done, you know, at the close of the weekend so that we understand where we stand. And actually now we're starting to take on analyses on much more data. We're able to drill down in a much more detailed way than we could before. And we're going to start to deploy some new projects that we had held off on up until now.
Cool. Now, do you find with that there's a lot of pushback in the enterprise architecture group that are used to the big, slow-moving, two-year data warehouse implementation type solutions?
Well, you know, what often happens is that we'll come into a situation where the customer already has a data warehouse in place, they already have a lot of their applications and their tools in place, and, you know, we're talking a little bit about this frustration, and there's some set of things that are causing the most pain. The market basket analyses, the very deep click fraud analyses on, you know, billions of rows of click data, something that is really causing a lot of pain in the organization that's causing them to want to take a look at something new and, you know, relatively, you know, newer in the market like a data warehouse appliance. So when that happens, it's usually an opportunity to come in and do a proof of concept to show people, you know, head-to-head, here's how this compares. We're going to take exactly the environment you have with exactly the queries, and we're going to go ahead and show you what you can do. And that usually goes a very long way, because once you've sort of proved your marketing claims and people feel confident that, you know, this is something that really could make a dramatic difference, they start to say, okay, now let us broaden this out within our enterprise. So usually there's some group that will champion the process all the way through, and they're typically the people who are experiencing very strong pain, you know, in delivering some of these analytics.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, initially there's kind of a disbelief, and that's typically why we will do these proof of concept experiences for many of our customers to help them see it and then use it to sell internally.
Yeah, we've also found, because we've worked together on one specific account up in Canada who I can't mention, but in the retail world, and you know, one of the challenges I found anytime you try and get innovative in an enterprise data warehouse, is that you get a lot of pushback from the architecture people that really want to know that the data model's this way, the process is this, and it takes this long, and they're used to that long process. And you know, when you tell them you can put something in a day, even if it takes 2 weeks, it's still 6 months faster than it takes to put a lot of other technology in place. And when you start talking innovation, they get really uncomfortable. So I can understand the proof of concept helps belay some of that.
Yeah, and I think the point you're making is really important. It's not that overnight all of the things that people need to do around the data warehousing environment just disappear and don't have to get done anymore. What this does is it's an enormous acceleration of some of the things that people just assumed were going to be really expensive and really slow and really difficult to do. And we have a lot of, you know, I guess I call them converted customers, you know, people who early on were very skeptical or, you know, concerned about the implications, you know, in terms of, you know, what are we going to do in terms of all these other things that we're used to and the processes we have in place. And so one of the comments we had from one of our customers is, you know, hey, I used to try to do this analysis, and then I'd go get a cup of coffee, go do five other things, and then I'd come back because I knew I wasn't going to get my results back in a particular amount of time. Well, now I'm actually going to have to work. so we do get a fair amount of that feedback.
Well, that's good. But one of the things that, just as a segue to one of the other things we wanted to kick off, but you talked about innovation, and I know in talking with some of the folks in your organization, one of the things that's a very common thread between Project X and Netezza is about innovation, moving fast, getting data into the hands of the user. And you actually have Christensen, who's the author of The Innovator Solution, talking at your conference next week.
That's right. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that. He's a keynote, and also Ed Zander, the CEO of Motorola, is also going to be keynoting. So we're very much looking forward to that. And I think they're both going to talk about innovation, but from different perspectives. One is from more of the sort of research and academic perspective, and one is more from having been on the front lines in the field.
Yeah. So the Netezza conference is a pretty big event for you, and I think you're mentioning there's some good milestones, and you've had a couple of announcements on some of those things. Maybe you could kind of delve a little into about what's going to go on at the conference and what some of those milestones and accomplishments are.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. So this is our second annual conference. It's our international conference, and we're just really excited about it. Last year was a tremendous success. We had close to 200 people from outside the company come and join us, customers and partners and prospects, and it was really, there was a tremendous amount of energy and excitement as people who were there, many of whom were some of our early adopters. You know, there was a sense of this is starting to get big, this is starting to go mainstream. This year is going to be a much bigger conference, and as you can imagine, we have a lot more pieces to the puzzle, so it's, you know, many more customers now. We're now at about 75 customers. We have many, many partners and also resellers now all over the world. We have operations in Australia, in Japan, in Europe. We have a federal group, so we have a lot of different pieces now to the Netezza family and the community that is growing. We also are, for the first time, we're going to have partners who are sponsoring the event, so we have a number of companies there, and just a lot of, I think a lot of interest and excitement in seeing, you know, what's happening with, you know, this whole area of data warehouse appliances, and what's happening particularly for the deployed Netezza customer base, which is, you know, now getting to be a pretty established and large number of companies. So some of the announcements, you know, obviously some of them are going to be coming out next week. You should expect to see a large number of announcements about customers, about partners and resellers. We've already announced, actually, the results from the first half of the year. So we typically put that out around this time of year. And it was a pretty amazing first half of the year. We added 19 new customers in the first half of 2006, which is more than double the new customer adds from last year in the first half. And we also, what I think maybe the thing that matters even maybe a little bit more is that we've also really expanded the repeat business that we've seen. We had deals with 16 repeat customers, which is more than triple the number of repeat business deals we did last year.
That's great.
So, you know, kind of cumulatively, what's happening is that we continue to really find that more and more companies, more conservative companies, you know, very large brand name companies are continuing to select Netezza. And then the companies who have already selected Netezza and are deployed are starting to broaden us out. And I think that that's a theme you're going to see a lot of coming off of the user conference, the expanding and broadening role of appliances within the data center. So a lot of our customers who bought Netezza for a particular set of applications and users are now marketing internally to broaden us out and to say, let's start to add more and more classes of users, let's broaden the use cases that we're going to start to think about for an appliance. And just thinking about appliances as a much more strategic part of their infrastructure.
Yeah, one of the things that
I think that's all very exciting news for the industry as a whole and certainly for us as a company.
Yeah, one of the things I've been looking at, and I think you guys are there, is that, you know, originally people used it as a data mart solution just for that speed of the reporting, but, you know, you guys handle large volumes of data and you're actually in the enterprise data warehouse space. You can actually have multiple business subject areas that you can actually have on there, so there's no stopping where that value can be added within the organization.
Right. I think that as the Netezza family of products matures and we continue to broaden the mixed workloads and the capabilities we have for being in sort of the enterprise scale, that together with the industry's kind of comfort level and our, you know, sort of our reference base starting to talk about how they're actually able to broaden out and expand and to feel confident, you know, that it's working for them, those two things are going together and it's very powerful. And a lot of the conversations at the user conference, I think, are going to be about this whole idea of, you know, hey, Netezza has been successful for us in this particular way. We have three or four additional areas that we really think that it can have impact, and let's start to talk about how that's going to, how that will be successful and what best practices there are, and also, obviously, in terms of understanding our product and technology roadmap.
And another new thing that some of the folks have been telling me about is that you have a product that's also able to go downstream. So down into the smaller size marketplace for some of the people that would never have even been able to get access to enterprise data warehousing or high-end equipment like this.
Absolutely, and I think you will continue to hear more about that. We had announced earlier in the year our 5000 series, which is definitely meant to be a lower-end, more reasonable pricing and also just kind of overall data sizes that it offers for more mid-market-sized companies, and also for our reseller partners.
Yeah.
That's been a pretty important part of our growth this year with our partners internationally and then starting to penetrate, as you say, into accounts that have really difficult analytic challenges and actually can have a fair amount of data. They can have, you know, at least a terabyte or more of data, but are not at the level where they want to have a lot of staff and in-house capabilities and certainly not expense. And an appliance is a great solution for them.
Yeah, we've created an information as a service solution around that sort of thing for people that before they couldn't get access to the Teradatas and the Oracles and the DB2s and the Netezzas because, you know, they just weren't at that volume of data. And this really actually stopgaps that complete area that was really underserved only by really Microsoft or SQL Server.
Exactly. That is exactly what's been happening. And, you know, the minute you start to have really complex analyses, which, you know, let's say you're a small retailer, your analytics are pretty complicated. You know, you're still trying to do pretty sophisticated things in terms of understanding what kind of promotions to offer and how to stock your inventory and all of that, and this can really help.
Yeah, and outside of the top five retailers in Canada, in the big scheme of things, all the rest of the retailers who are still reasonably sized for Canada are small, medium business type sized organizations from an IT point of view, and this really helps them, gives them a great opportunity.
Great. That's great. Yeah, I think you're gonna continue to hear more about that, and certainly as we start to think about how to apply some of these smaller types of appliances to very specific business challenges, you'll start to hear some things about that as well.
That's great. Well, I appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to kind of chat about? Are there any other ideas or things you'd like to mention?
No, just that, you know, it's a pretty exciting time to be in the data warehousing industry. It was kind of quiet for a long time, and I think it's, you know, there's this feeling of just excitement and energy and disruption, which is really fun to be part of.
Yeah, isn't being the disruptor is pretty neat. I was trying to figure out whether it would be a fair thing to do to compare you guys to Apple.
Ooh, we'd love to be compared to Apple.
Well, I just was thinking about it, and the reason I did a post the other day after Schwartz had given me the Momentum press release, and I was thinking about just some of the things that you guys are doing and the disruption, and also the ease of use of the user interface is very Apple-esque in comparison to the other types of products that Apple goes against.
It's funny that you say that because we talk a lot about that internally, that it's certainly simplicity, it's the idea of an appliance, but it's also the idea of how it changes the way people think about, you know, in that case, for example, how they listen to music, how they get videos. It changes often the dynamics of an industry in terms of, you know, sort of the way products get sold and distributed and all of that. I mean, it can have an appliance can have a pretty enormous impact on the ecosystem around it and also on what people's expectations are of what's possible.
Yeah. Interesting, though. I hopefully it won't be the sort of issue that in the corporate community that Apple has, is that it needs to be thought of as a kind of a niche thing, and maybe you'll lose some of your key customers if all of a sudden it becomes too mainstream. But
well, I think we're kind of past maybe that moment, because at this point we have a pretty large set of companies that are, I wouldn't call them early adopters anymore, very big banks, credit card companies, big telcos, you know, companies that wouldn't necessarily describe themselves as being on the bleeding edge.
No, certainly, especially when you talk telcos and banks. If you're selling to them, you're right. Certainly not really living on the bleeding edge.
Right. I think they feel that they just really want to be able to do what they need to do and do it faster and much less expensively.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks, Ellen. I appreciate it.
Great. It was good talking with you, and hope we'll get to see you soon.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. Thanks.
For more information about Project X, please join us on our website at www.pxltd.ca or hop on our blog and join in the conversation at pxltd.typepad.com. This is a copyright of Project X Limited. Thank you for joining us today.